The Revenge of Samuel Stokes by Penelope Lively. Read by Carol Boyd. Chapter 1. You may well ask how a smell of roast venison could come out of Mrs. Thornton's washing machine, or tobacco smoke from a television set, or how a housing estate could be flooded by a lake that did not exist. You may, like Great Maxton District Council, insist that there's some perfectly simple and ordinary explanation, if only someone could lay their hands on it. You may, like the newspapers, consider that the inhabitants of Charstock were a nutty lot anyway, and exaggerated the whole thing. There's a professor from a university who's writing a book about the affair at this very moment, in which he talks learnedly about something called mass hysteria. They all got each other worked up about nothing much. I can imagine what Mrs. Thornton would have to say about that. And a bit of over-excitement doesn't account for peacocks, Greek temples, and a great deal of very real water. So, this book is to put the professor in his place and tell the story as it happened, from the beginning, insofar as there is a beginning, to the end, if it is the end. It all started in Tim Thornton's bedroom. At the time, though, you would never have recognised it as a bedroom. There was a construction of steel girders, and the beginnings of some walls, and a lot of tarpaulin flapping from a scaffolding, where one day would be Tim's bedroom window. An 18-year-old boy called Stan was trying to sort out the tarpaulin, and wishing it was Saturday afternoon, and looking down onto the Thorntons' back garden, which was a disagreeable mess of mud and rubble, lightly covered in snow. He said, "Here! Come and have a look at this!" The foreman climbed up the scaffolding to join him. He stared down, and then to right and left.